Welcome to episode 63 of The Lab. I'm your host, Brad Barton. Returning to the question of the rare earth hypothesis, discussed in episode 59, one of the supposed requirements for the development of complex multicellular life is a stable orbit for a long period of time, and an orbit that has a low eccentricity, meaning that it is roughly circular. A planet's eccentricity is a measure of how close to circular its orbit is. So, if the eccentricity equals zero, it is a perfectly circular orbit. As far as we know, no planet actually has one of those. Whereas, you have an orbit of one or greater, and the planet is going to leave the local solar system. The Earth, for example, has an eccentricity of 0.0167, very nearly circular. At a distance of around 150 million kilometers, or 93 million miles, when it's at perihelion, its closest approach to our sun, it is about 5 million kilometers, or 3.1 million miles, closer than it is at aphelion, its furthest distance from the sun. This distance is small enough to have very little effect on our climate. It is the reason why a circular orbit is preferred for the development and evolution of life. Because if you come very close to your star during part of your orbit and go very far away, you're moving from freezing to hot to freezing every year. Our planet, for example, during the summer months, in the northern hemisphere, is as far away as it gets, and yet it's much hotter in the northern hemisphere during that time. Our axial tilt, the tendency for one pole or another to point towards or away from the sun as we orbit it, has much more effect on our local climate than the few million miles difference between perihelion and aphelion. When all we had to look at was our own solar system, our happy little eight planets that we know and love, it was assumed that most planets would have nearly circular orbits. That's all we saw. And models of the development of solar systems assumed that they would naturally move towards stable circular orbits. But then we started finding exoplanets. Exoplanets, or extrasolar planets, are planets that are orbiting stars other than our sun. The first ones detected used the wobble method. You can find more information about that by checking out episode 56. This method skewed the data because it's much easier to detect large planets than smaller ones using that particular method. And it turned out we were finding very large planets, many of them much larger than Jupiter, on very eccentric orbits. Orbits that looked more like something you'd expect a comet to do than a planet, where they'd come very close to their star and then careen off into the distance. For those who do not like the rare Earth hypothesis, who would rather think that the universe is teeming with complex life, this was a blow. But recently, studying the Kepler satellite data, a team has discovered that smaller planets do tend to adopt roughly circular orbits. The Kepler mission looked at over 140,000 stars. Nowhere near all of those have had their data fully analyzed as of yet. This particular study looked at 28 stars, where we know some of their characteristics, such as their size and distance from our sun, and about 74 rocky planets orbiting them. They determined how long it would take those planets to transit across their star, based on the assumption that their orbits were nearly circular, and compared them to the actual transit times. And lo and behold, they were very nearly circular. The transit method and the transit time are explained in more detail in episode 57. It's not a very large sample size, but, though not definitive, it is a hopeful sign that maybe, when it comes to planets our size, they do adopt stable circular orbits. Of course, that leaves the question as to why the larger planets are getting such oddball orbits. But we'll talk about that next time. I'll see you then.